The Museum of Modern Art, or MoMA, presents an auditory landscape with an exhibit called Soundings, a Contemporary Score. Curator Barbara London acknowledges that most visitors expect modern art to be something you look at rather than listen to.
The museum goer walks into a space, and because they're in MoMA, they know they're going to see something traditional, like Picasso, but they're going to see something very unconventional and maybe surprising. Maybe they're baffled.
Many museum goers are baffled, then amused, by Richard Garrett's Before Me installation. It amplifies the sound of a glass marble spinning on the metal casing of a phonograph turntable. While Sound, Video, and Memory combine in Music While We Work by Hong Kai Wong, in which Taiwanese retirees record the sounds they had heard during their working life at a sugar refinery. London says there's a common theme among the 16 artists represented here.
I think most of the artists in the show want you to stop and listen or pause and listen. They're saying, hey, slow down. You know, there's various forms of beauty and poetry in the world.
It's the world the unaided human ear cannot hear that animates Norwegian artist Jana Winderen's sound montage, Ultrafield. Winderen used echolocation devices to capture the ultrasonic radar made by bats and tiny, ultra-sensitive underwater microphones to record the movements of sea beetles less than 2 millimeters long. She wants to draw attention to endangered ecosystems in the Earth's hidden worlds so the listener can experience their magic.
Of course, it's installed in a dark space, and I'm actually hoping people can slow down and enjoying also the listening experience in itself, not necessarily thinking about what it is or what kind of message I have with it.
Some sounds are hiding in plain sight, but we don't have the subtlety of perception to pick them out. Tristan Parrish's microtonal wall emits white noise. That's a sound containing so many sounds or pitches that no individual one could be distinguished. Leaves rustling in the breeze and the ocean surf are both examples of the phenomenon. Parrish has broken 4 octaves of the musical scale into 1,500 of the pitches that make up those octaves and given each pitch its own small speaker. Close up, or moving slowly past those speakers, one hears the differences.
My piece, with 1,500 speakers, each playing individual pitches, is still just a finite fraction of this infinite sound. It's just a gesture towards this idea of the infiniteness of white noise.
Sound that is implied rather than heard has made some of the loudest buzz at the MoMA show. Camille Norman's work, Trip Light, consists mostly of a stand-up steel-ribbed microphone, circa 1955, used by performers like Billie Holiday and Louis Armstrong. Inside the mic, she's placed a bright flickering light.
One thing I wanted to do was to play with the idea of instability of articulation, the stuttering voice, perhaps. And that light casts the shadow that is reminiscent of a vertebrae and ribs or a ribcage or a mask. So this piece, in a way, reenacts the presence of the body that is no longer present.
Susan Phillips's Study for Strings is the most heart-wrenching piece in the show. It's based on a 1943 orchestral work Czech composer Pavel Haas wrote while in a German concentration camp. Soon after performing the work for a Nazi propaganda film, Haas and his orchestra members were killed. The musicians in Phillips's artwork play only 2 of the parts in the score, emphasizing the absence of the other players. It's just one of the pieces in the Museum of Modern Art's Sounding Show that highlight the dance between silence and sound. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.